balcony on isgood on killradio.org. Let's talk about expectations. When people hear your music before they've had a chance to meet you, what do you think people expect from you? Like, in terms of, they hear your sound, they get an image in their head of like who these characters are playing these instruments. What do you think they see, and how do you think you match up to that?
Well, a lot of times we wear suits and we look totally different.
So yeah, right now you're just hanging out on
right
a Thursday morning
in casual,
and Kill Radio.
Casual wear.
But seriously, I mean, do you see this sort of divide between, this very mature sound and these young guys who people would probably assume would be just be in another rock band or something like that?
No, we're actually very good lads.
Well, soon we'll be old, so then we'll match up.
Well, how does your audience responded to your music thus far? Like, what was the
tears, laughter, joy,
rest? I mean,
resting
naps,
sleepy time.
Do you worry about that? Do you worry about boring your audience with something that's like too mellow and too?
No, this is
calming.
About the most relaxed you will get while listening to music. So, we're not too ashamed of that.
Plus, I mean, this is just like one aspect of what we do. We do so many different formats and styles. This is the most relaxing, but, you know, it has a attraction that I think people enjoy it. You know, a lot of people say to me things like, I like to study to this, or, you know, that kind of stuff like that. So that's good. I think that's a good thing.
Describe for me the first time you guys played together as Balcony. In front of a live audience, what was going through your head?
What was the first time? In front of Poly High School.
Yeah, I think so.
Huge response. Definitely had many girlfriends from the first performance that we had. For years afterwards, I just collected girlfriends that were in love with me because of my performance the first time we played Balcony.
Okay, what about, I don't know how to follow that one. You guys recently did a festival called Folk in the Park. How was that experience? You played with a lot of other cool acts as well. I think Piano Rag was on there and a couple other bands.
It's a really cool thing they have going on. It's going on in Griffith Park. They have it every other month or every month or so, and it's really cool. It's an acoustic setting. There's no amplification allowed. So it's just a bunch of groups come up there with acoustic music and get together and jam. And everyone there is really respectful and they're really into the music. And, you know, they're really open to hearing what you got to play, which I know that doesn't always happen when you're playing at the local bar or whatever. People
right.
are kind of doing their own thing, but...
So have you had that experience as well, playing in like a bar atmosphere or anything like that?
Definitely. We've had horrible experiences, but I mean, every time is fun for us because we get to jam and play, so we're having fun. But we've played at some bars where there's like five people and they're all like not paying attention. Mm-hmm. We've actually played at the Derby one time, and we couldn't get in tune because of the PA sound and the people. The mics weren't working right, and there was a group of like 10 people sitting in the front, and they were just having their own conversation.
Oh,
it was
that
like,
sucks.
Could barely even hear us. So that's kind of the downfall to this. If you're playing in a huge room with a lot of people, you definitely need to have a good PA and have the mics working good because you won't be able to hear it at all.
Are you guys working on any kind of recording? An album, something people can buy?
Well, we just came out with a rock record, a rock EP done at 4th Street Recordings. And as far as Balcony, we have a backlog of unmastered recordings that we have yet to release, but not working on any Balcony recordings currently.
Tell me, so we keep coming back to this this rock act that you guys do. It's the same members, totally different instruments, I assume a totally different sound. Describe for me what this is.
The rock?
Yeah.
The rock is just pure amazement. You will be amazed.
Yeah. I play the drums, obviously, and harp, and then Sean plays bass and sings, and Matt plays guitar and he sings as well. So there's a vocal element that's missing in Balcony that is pretty cool.
Is there anything from Balcony that carries over into
this
record?
Sometimes I'll lay down a violin track.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we should listen to a Sovereignty track now. What do you think of that?
Prague. Yeah, if we play the song Prague, which is the song 6, that actually features... That actually features Matt playing violin as well as guitar, and Sean is singing and playing bass, and I'm playing drums.
All right, we'll listen to the Sovereignty track and see what you guys sound like as a rock band. Then we'll come back and we'll do some more live Balcony stuff.
Word.
Nice. I see you got the sunglasses going. It's a nice touch. All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Living Prague, still can't get no girl. Blinding fog, can't sit still. Living Prague, it's in Czechoslovakia. Living Prague, it's in Czechoslovakia. When I feel you in the night, it don't feel right. When I see you in the light, it don't look right. Don't look right to me. Living Prague, still can't get no girl. Blinding fog, can't sit still. Living Prague, it's in Czechoslovakia. Living Prague, it's in Czechoslovakia. When I feel you in the night, it don't feel right. When I see you in the light, it don't look don't look right to me. Don't look right to me. Don't look right to me.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. So, Chris, you were telling me about these interesting live performances that you do where sometimes you start out as Balcony and then transition into Sovereignty. Tell me about that process.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting idea we had. We set up our Sovereignty instruments in the backstage, and we bring out the Balcony stuff, and we start off just playing Balcony, and we're usually doing this at like a bar where people are expecting rock music, and so when they just see these instruments on stage, people are immediately intrigued, and that kind of helps them to stick around, because
right.
we have a problem where people leave before we even start playing at some of these venues.
Because they assume it's going to be sleepy time music.
Or they just assume it's going to be another band, Joe Schmo, that they've heard a million times, or like a rock band before they see the instruments.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Before they see it, yeah.
They came to see their friend's band, and then for the next band, they're like, oh, I'm going home, you know. But when they see these instruments on stage, they're like, oh, what's gonna happen? So it kind of helps them to stick around a little bit, and we'll play a couple of these songs. And I mean, yeah, definitely for that atmosphere, we don't want to play for too long because people will get sleepy and they will get bored. So we'll play like two songs, and then we do a transition where we'll start playing Balcony, and then one at a time we'll transition to the rock instruments. So for instance, Sean will set his mandolin down and pick up the bass, and we'll start jamming bass, harp, and violin. And then Matt will set down the violin and pick up the guitar, and then it'll be harp, guitar, and bass going for a little while. And then I'll set down the harp, and the bass and the guitar will continue playing. And then I'll just come in on the drums, and we'll play like a rock version of the Balcony song. And then that'll be it's a cool segue into the Sovereignty set.
Do you see Sovereignty and Balcony as two completely separate entities?
Well, when we play shows like that, we just bill it as Sovereignty. But we play weddings and stuff and private parties as Balcony. So it is two separate things. But when we put them together, it's just called Sovereignty.
But in terms of marketing and promoting, is there one that you really put all your effort into, another one that you just sort of do for fun? Or are you sort of living...
I would say we put more effort into the Sovereignty thing, but the Balcony definitely makes us more money, and the gigs are all paying gigs that we do. I mean, Folk in the Park and certain things are exceptions because it's a good opportunity and it's a cool event. We like to go be a part of it, but when we play at parties and stuff, we're getting paid. So
nice.
That's a good thing about Balcony as opposed to Sovereignty. It's hard to get paid playing the rock stuff.
It's funny because there's a shortage of rock bands in LA.
Yeah.
And you would think that... No, kidding.
Yeah, not a shortage. There is not a shortage. There needs to be.
You guys want to do another...
Yeah, the shortage of good rock bands. Good point.
Well, sure. You guys want to do another Balcony song? And we'll talk a little bit more about where you're going to go with Balcony. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. And my guest is Balcony. little bit more about the writing process. As an instrumental act, it's a lot harder than with an act that has vocals, which can just say, oh, you know, this song is about this, or I'm telling a story about what happened to me on my way to the grocery store today. When you write a balcony song, is it about something? Is it about, are you telling a story, or are you trying to capture a mood? What's sort of going through your head?
Well, the thing I really appreciate a lot about the fact that there's no lyrics is that when you listen to the music, you can kind of, it'll kind of pertain to your own story, the listener. Like, I don't need to tell my story with lyrics. I can kind of write a song based on some emotions or a story that I've had, but since there's no lyrics, someone else that listens to it, it might mean something else to them, and they can get something else out of it, which I think is really cool. So, yeah, I definitely write them about certain things and certain stuff, but, I mean, it's hard to kind of tell the specifics based on with no lyrics at all.
Right, and you don't have to, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice thing. And with when Sean and Matt come in with their instrumentation, is there a process for deciding what works and what doesn't?
It's kind of an ongoing process where, like, for instance, the last song we played, we've played it once together before, and they just kind of freestyle their parts in a way. I mean, I'm sure they have ideas, and eventually it becomes a set idea once they get comfortable with the part. But at first, I'll just come up with the song, and there'll be different. There'll be a structure to the song that, I mean, eventually they'll pick up on. But since it's all pretty much in a relative same key, it's kind of easy for them to just flow along with it at first, see what sounds right, what feels right. And it's really open. I mean, they can play whatever they want. It doesn't really matter to me. It sounds good. It's all good.
But do you ever look over at Sean and go, what are you doing, man?
I think it's happened before, yeah, but...
It's a mandolin.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's art. It's art. I mean, so it's really open for whatever they want to do. And
do you guys have any live gigs coming up soon?
We have a CD release party in Riverside at the Life Arts Center, and that is on December 23rd.
This is a CD release for Balcony or Sovereignty?
For Sovereignty, for the latest Sovereignty recording. And... We have a gig on January 5th at the Cat Club on Sunset in Hollywood, so that should be cool. That's going to be Sovereignty as well.
And so for the moment, you don't have any balcony gigs lined up, or it's more?
We'll probably be playing some balcony at the CD release party in Riverside, but as far as strictly balcony, we don't have anything planned right now.
Do people... Let's say they hear Sovereignty and then they find out about Balcony, or they hear Balcony and they find out about Sovereignty. Is there sort of like a, wow, I didn't know you guys did this reaction to people who come to your shows?
Well, people who see us play Balcony and Sovereignty at the same time and they've never seen us, they trip out because it's like, well, I was just seeing one thing, now I'm seeing something else, and they don't know what to, they're kind of confused in a way. But, I mean, it's... I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that?
I just want to say we also play semi-regularly at Club Good Hurt here in Venice Beach. So shout out to Good Hurt. And if you want to just go to their website, look for Sovereignty. We play there all the time. And you can catch Balcony and Sovereignty there.
How far do you think you can go with Balcony alone? Like as an instrumental act, what kind of level of success would you hope to meet with for that? Sean just picked up the microphone, put it right to his lips, was about to speak, and then passed it over to Chris. I think our audience deserves to know that.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm kind of interested in what Sean wanted to say.
Movie soundtracks, plays, us playing with Philharmonics behind us. Tours of colleges, overseas success in Japan,
the Czech Republic,
of course.
Yeah. Well, I think those are good aspirations to have. Well, we're pretty much running out of time, so why don't we do another live song, and we'll call it quits for the day. My guest is Balcony. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and this recording will be available later today. If you go to isgoodmusic.com in a couple hours, I'll have it uploaded for you, and you can just download it whenever you're ready, guys. My guest has been Balcony. You've been listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
No worries.
And people should go check out myspace.com/balcony. Is that currently your only online presence, correct?
See.
All right. Well, there it is. All right. Good luck with everything. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org, and we'll be back next week. So tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. to 12 noon.